Bokeh Tov. I actually have to remember to send you guys some songs. There's some great songs in this week's parsha. One of them is an Uncle Moshe song, or 613 Torah Avenue or something. I don't know if anyone even knows what that is. But anyhow, there are different approaches to the Avot, and perhaps Gedolim in general. Some of you may have heard me say this before, that I grew up Haredi. So when I was growing up, you know, the picture of the Avot was the picture of the perfect Avot. Right? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were perfect in every way, and you have to figure a way to make sure that that picture remains the same no matter what. Nowadays, maybe I appreciate a little bit of a more nuanced view. And of all the Avot, it seems that Yaakov is the one that transforms and changes the most. In this week's parsha, we're going to see, coming up, we're going to see he actually goes from Yaakov to Yisrael. Avram does change to Avraham, but that's certainly earlier on in his life, and it's not, it seems more of a mission that he becomes an Avamon Goyim when he becomes Avraham. But in terms of the change of the personality, we see this most clearly, I think, when it comes to Yaakov becoming Yisrael. What does that mean? So before we even get to that, I just want to, this is part of a much, much bigger idea, but right in the beginning of this week's parasha, we can see one of those points of that transformation. I want you to picture what you're about to read. You've probably read this a million times. Some of the people who are doing Shnayim Mikra always tell me that it's like, oh yeah, I like saw this story for the first time like differently. I've been hearing this story a million times, or that's not exactly what I learned, or whatever it is. So I want you to try to be in the scene and picture what happens. He says here that, right, there's the whole story of Yaakov. He knows that Esav is coming, right? And what is his plan, right? So he has a couple of plans, right? He's going to daven, he's going to send gifts, and he's going to get ready for battle. And then he says the following. It says, "Vayira Yaakov ma'od v'yitzel lov yachatz et ha'am asher yitov et ha'tzon v'et ha'bakar v'gmalim l'shnei machanot." Right? So he splits his camp into two camps. Why? So that if one of them, as the next pasuk says, that if Esav will come on one and attack, so then the other one will be able to escape. So now, be in the scene for a second. How would you, if you were doing this split, how would you split? Who would you split when you were splitting the two camps? How would you split it? Anybody? I know it's early on a Sunday morning. How would you split it?
Evenly.
What do you mean evenly? Who would you split? So when you say evenly, what do you mean? You mean you would take, let's say, two of the wives and six of the children and two, well, whatever it is, right? You would split the kids up, you would split the wives up. That's how you would imagine you would split them up. That makes sense, right? But if you look only a little bit while later in the parsha, when he actually meets up with Esav, that doesn't seem to be the case, right? When he comes to Esav, it says that he sends the whole thing, and then he says, he's standing in front of Esav, and it says, "V'yisai Yaakov einav, v'yar v'hine Esav ba v'imo abama yitish, v'yachatz et yeladim aleha v'rachel v'sheh ha'shvachot." He splits them within, they're all together now. So he puts some of the children with Leah, some of them with Rachel, some with Sheh Shvachot, right? And he talks about which order they put, the Shvachot first, and then Leah, and then Rachel, but they're all together. So where is the split that he seems to think, which sounds like a good strategy, but it doesn't seem to ever happen? So what happened between him deciding that was a good strategy, and when he gets to Esav, it's not what he does? So there's when I heard this the first time, I thought this was a radical idea, but there's this idea that perhaps the split was actually Yaakov and everybody else. Just Yaakov. And where do we see this? We see this when he brings over, it says here, "V'yakam b'layla ahuv," he takes over his family in the middle of the night. Right, he crosses over the river. So that moment where Yaakov remains alone and everybody else remains together, that was Yaakov splitting the camps. And what he was doing was, and we'll see the end of this little story of when he's wrestling with either the Ish or perhaps the Malach of Esav, the Sar of Esav, right, is when he actually gets the name Yisrael. Because Yaakov goes from Yaakov. What does Yaakov mean? Heel, right? He's starting, his whole life is, he's always going things from the heel. We see that throughout his life. He tricks Esav maybe with the buying the Bechorah in the first place. Then he tricks his father when he tries to steal the Bechorah, right? Or steal the Brachot, right? So from the beginning of his life, he's Yaakov. He's always doing things a little bit sneakily. right? Even with Lavan, there seems to be aspects of that. And where do we see the beginning of his transformation? We see a little bit earlier also, is Yaakov becoming Yisrael when he decides to face things directly. When he no longer does things in a sneaky way, in a roundabout way, from Yaakov, from the heel, but he becomes Yisrael. He becomes somebody who is, as the name itself, he's somebody who deals with things directly. Like I said, this is part of a much bigger idea, but to me, so having somebody like Yaakov in the Torah is a way for me to look at, maybe give me inspiration, to believe and to know that we can change. He's literally changing his entire personality from Yaakov to Yisrael. He's able to make that transformation from somebody who does things one way to doing something another way. So that's just an inspiration for me. Maybe you have to find your own Yaakov. Maybe you can find a little more Yaakov in this week's parsha.